This is the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments.
And we're back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm Roland S. Martin. Today, we have a phenomenal guest for this week's profile of leadership and success at UBR. We talk with a man who is an advisor to the President of the United States of America. Before that, he was the first African-American mayor of Dallas, Texas. He also worked as Texas Secretary of State. This man has a long history of leadership and public service. We're talking to United States Trade Representative Ron Kirk, a good friend of mine. That's right, Kirk heads the Office of the United States Trade Representative, which works toward opening markets throughout the world to American businesses to create new opportunities for families, farmers, manufacturers, consumers, and of course, business owners. Today, Ambassador Kirk talks about his historic role in the White House and his goal to support businesses across the country. UBR correspondent Angelique Westerfield will bring us more on that. Following her report, we'll hear this week's inspiration and motivation from the Realionaire at the Roundtable, author, entrepreneurial icon, and motivational speaker, Dr. Farah Gray. Angelique?
Thanks, Roland. On March 18, 2009, Ambassador Ron Kirk was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to lead the Office of the United States Trade Representative. Nominated by President Barack Obama, Ambassador Kirk serves as the President's principal trade advisor, negotiator, and spokesperson on trade issues. Kirk has a long history of public service, but growing up in Austin, Texas, he admits his dreams were different.
Growing up at the tail end of Jim Crow and pre-desegregation and integration, I had always envisioned a career in the law. My hero was Thurgood Marshall and men and women like him that were involved in the civil rights movement, but doing it by advancing our interests in the courts, because most of the advances for people of color were not happening in the political arena, but they were happening in the courthouse. And so I'd always thought that that would be the path that I would take. But over the years, as I began to blend my interest in the law with my passion for political activism and civic participation, obviously I had a chance to think differently about a career in public service.
Now Kirk runs the office that develops and recommends trade policy to the president.
First and foremost, I am extraordinarily grateful to the president for placing confidence in me to be his principal trade advisor and counselor and to look after the interests of America's exporters. Whatever counsel I give him is all from the perspective of how we advance his number one objective, and that's creating opportunities for businesses to grow so we can help put America back to work. I always want to conduct myself in a way in which my daughters can be proud of the contribution their father's making in terms of my public service to our country.
And every day he works to find opportunities for entrepreneurs on the global stage.
We're looking for new markets for America's business, entrepreneurs, musicians, writers, ranchers, farmers, and we do that for a simple reason. The United States represents less than 5% of the world's population now. We're a very mature economy, and there's a reason everyone wants to be part of the American dream. But if for America's businesses, 95% of the consumers live outside of our borders. And so it's our job is to try to open up access to those markets with the belief that by having the ability to sell more of whatever it is you make outside of the U.S., that creates more opportunities to expand your business, which, if we do it right, means you hire more workers. Opening up new markets, creating new markets for American exports should translate to job creation.
Kirk is dedicated to serving the needs of the public. He says he's always tried to remember that it's not what you do, but how you do it.
I've always told my daughters that what you do isn't as important as how you do it. Whether you are privileged to be a principal of a school or the mayor of a city or the coach of a football team, or you get to be an ambassador for your country or president, the title isn't nearly as important as the passion and the substance and the integrity that you bring to the job. I don't know that I want to speak of my legacy in terms that I've accomplished this thing or that thing, but it is important to me that I bring passion, integrity, competence, energy, and a sense of urgency and accomplishment to everything that I do.
It's easy to say Ambassador Ron Kirk's remarkable career, past and present, establishes a legacy that will be remembered and admired for generations to come. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.